I was going to start the day with a little walk out of the apartment. I was like, hey, yeah, I'm here all alone. I got my place to myself again, the mystical place to yourself in Japan. I figured I could start in my silly little teeny room and walk down the hall and walk down the stairs and walk past. For some reason, there's a really cool, it's like a little teeny museum exhibit in the entryway of this place. It's really awesome looking. It's just like the museum I went to in Chiba with all of the samurai stuff of the Chiba clan. It was one of those, but smaller, but it looked very similar. Like it has it's a little samurai armor, so it's obviously not a real one. You know, it's too small for anyone to use, but it's got the brush mustache. And it's all lit, and it just looks really cool, and it's like, man, what the heck is this doing here? It's just a neat thing by the Genkan where you leave your shoes. And then step out into the alleyway. But even though I am there by myself, it's not as amazingly alone as I was at Naka Itabashi in 2019, because at that one, nobody even showed up. Where here, a lady did come in, and she was, you know, refilling shampoo and cleaning up and stuff, so it's like, who's this in my house? Basically, though, I'm there all by myself, which is just cool. I'm not even sure I don't know what is on the first floor. I kind of peered in, and I'm like, what even is this? And there's this weird place on the corner. I meant to look it up. But maybe, hold on, let me just backtrack around the corner. If I can get Wi-Fi from outside, maybe I can use Google Maps to figure out what this place is. It's called Extension Specialty Shop, section.ex, and it looks like, oh, it's nails, section extension salon. I don't even need the internet. I figured it out. It looks like a pinball machine. It is the coolest looking building. What the fuck is this? As for the building I'm in, though, I don't know what the bottom floor is supposed to be. Whatever it is, it's not being used right now. Oh, I guess I do know. There's a sign right here. Kotomono Cafe and Space. But I don't know if it's currently open. Because, yeah, the other place I had to go to sign in was a cafe as well. So clearly these people, they run cafes with Airbnbs attached. So that's pretty cool. Yeah, so far so good, man. That place is really cool. And the heater system is a little different. The other one's 16 degrees was the lowest it could go. This one can go down to 14. Because I like it to be on, you know, just so you don't get the chill of death. But then I want it to be as low as possible. Because I'm a creepy Canadian. And I like to sleep in the cold. So that's cool. But it is a little different where you got to press each button one time more than I expect. So like it took me a sec to figure out how to turn the thing off today when I left. But last night I also had not turned it on without realizing. So it just slowly got colder and colder and colder. And I was like, man, it's really getting fucking cold in here. Then I realized I never turned the thing on. But generally, man, pretty fucking cozy. And yeah, that place is really cheap. I don't remember exactly how much, $21, $22 a day, something. Really good location, really nice place. Gonna go through a tunnel? All right, fuck it, let's do it. I gotta get some coins too. I am dying for, oh, I guess I can just put in a 1,000 yen bill. I'm dying for a coffee, but I don't have enough coins. And these, the vibe around here in Yokohama is a lot more don't leave your trash here signs, a lot more no smoking signs than in central Tokyo. Definitely the vibe is a bit more rough and tumble, you know, of like a little more smoking, a little more booze cans laying around. Kind of like Chiba, actually. Which makes sense because it's on the other side of the bay. But yeah, I thought I'd try to get to this park near here. There's like a great big way up in the sky park. But I can't get there from here. You really have to approach these things from the right angle, otherwise it's an impassable cliff. And maybe I'll wander over to that sweet view I saw yesterday of the Yokohama Bay Bridge from the Yokohama Bay Viewpoint Park, whatever the hell it was called. It's basically a park called the Sweet View Park. And it's really close to here, so why don't I just swing by there and see what it's like in the daytime? But there's a tunnel in my way, and it's not that big. So fuck it, I'm gonna walk through the tunnel. But first, some coffee. All I got is a Coca-Cola Georgia machine, but that'll do. One of these costs 140, one of them costs 160. I'm a big spender. Fuck it. Georgia coffee's kind of rough. So let's just, possibly counterintuitively, let's buy the most expensive one so it'll have the best chance of being good. Because that does kind of seem to be a thing. If you buy the super fancy version of whatever around here, you know, it's not actually fancy, it's still really cheap, but it usually is a bit better. Man, yeah, what I was saying too, just about the rough and tumbleness. This machine is falling apart, man. This thing is a mess. There's like a sticker on the front that's coming off. It's like filthy. But yeah, I don't mind this kind of vibe. I kind of like it in some ways. I kind of like, and also, I mean, the super fancy neighborhood with the fucking outdoor chandeliers and shit, the light chandeliers, it's also right by here. So, I mean, who can say? I guess it's all just a big mix. This is an extreme mixture of stuff in this neighborhood. Every little place you go feels different. But even the kind of rough, run-down parts, I kind of like that a bit. I like that vibe a little. If everything is fancy all the time, like Ginza or something, that sucks. Okay, let's not talk in the tunnel. I passed through the tunnel and then up some stairs at the back side of the tunnel, and now I'm heading across the top of the tunnel, and there appears to be a park over here. So now I'm walking toward it and up the stairs into the park. There's a series of parks around here. I figure that's a good way to start my Yokohama exploring. It's the nice thing about just getting to a place. Like, eventually I'll get on some trains and go farther around and stuff. But for now, I mean, it's brand new. Everywhere I go is cool and new. And this neighborhood is extremely hilly. I think that's one of the things I like so much about it, is the other bay areas I've been at by the Skytree and over in Chiba are quite flat. But here, man, the mountains, the little foothills just start immediately. Like, the water is not far from here. And I'm just looking at like a cascade of buildings in front of me. Like, I can't see very far in the distance from where I am. I can see maybe, I don't know, 300 meters away. And I can see five distinct elevations of buildings. It's like one, two, three, four. Four rows where buildings can be and five different elevations that they're on. It's like, what the fuck? But it's just so cool. I'll try it out this old chestnut again. It's like a video game. It just feels like a weird video game level in Japan. It's fucking cool. This Georgia coffee is fucking shit, by the way. Speaking of elevated smoking levels around here, it fucking tastes like there are cigarette ashes in this fucking coffee. I'm coming around on Boss a little. Maybe Boss isn't that bad. I mean, Boss makes the Zelda coffee, if nothing else. They got some stuff in them. They try weird stuff, you know, like, here's the weird coffee from Brazil or whatever. Where Georgia coffee, that I believe is the Coca-Cola brand, is just shit. It's fucking terrible. So, this is it. Officially, no more Georgia coffee. I don't care how desperate I am. I could have waited till I got through that tunnel and got to another drink machine. This is fucking terrible. Anyway, when I did get through the tunnel to another drink machine, I got this like almond thing that I found one time. Well, wait, I guess I got the can in my back pocket. Blue Diamond Almond Breeze. So yeah, that's a North American brand. I don't know if it is, but it's a brand known to North America. But yeah, I only found this once before and it was really tasty. So I got one of those, did some alchemy. So now this tastes like Blue Diamond Almond Tasty Milk with cigarette ashes in it, which is a lot more acceptable. It's a lot more subtle. It's not so bad. So yeah, I guess this particular park, Yamate Park, this must be what I was seeing from the other side, because it's a pretty small park. I'm just passing through here on the way to the big view, and then I'll circle around to go to some kind of forest that's near here, forest park. But yeah, this thing, it's fucking bananas. It's like so much elevation. I mean, I guess it's just how Japan is naturally, right? So they have no choice but to build based on how things are. Like, you wouldn't develop a place to look like this because it's insane. I walked upstairs to get to the initial part, and it's got a children's playground. Then there's a second level that I'm on right now, which goes up to a third and then a fourth level. And up there is the top where there's some houses. But the third level has like a little fountain and it stretches across to like another little weird little plateau type open area. And then in the distance, I don't know if that's at the end of the park. I don't know if it's steps or just a fence. But it's basically, it is just a park on the edge of a mountain. So it's split into four different levels. So not only is it like a video game, but it's like a video game from the 90s. It's like an old PC game when games first became 3D and they were just wireframing the fuck out of shit and just making some weird crap, you know? Or it's like a level that a fan made for Quake or something, you know? It's just like, it would be an insane level of creativity, except it's obviously just nature. It's just how things were. And I just love the terrain in Japan. I love it so fucking much. Oh, by the way, speaking of me just in a public place yammering to myself, I am the only one here. It's a little overcast today, but it's daytime, so I can easily determine that there's no one else in this park. Yesterday, at the end of the last episode, where I was at the amazing view of the Yokohama Bridge, and some people came to take a selfie, so I skedaddled over to the next view, and then next to that there's yet another view. There's views all along the park. But I finished my yammering. It was only a few minutes of talking about how awesome the view was and how it was blowing my mind. But I didn't realize till I was wrapping up the last few words of the last episode of this podcast, just where I was saying, you know, okay, see you next time. I glanced over and realized there was some guy sitting on a park bench in the dark. The only reason I even knew he was there is I could see the glowing ember, the butt of his cigarette. So some fucking dopey-ass foreigner stumbles over and is just, you know, I was talking like I'm talking now, pretty loud. And I was just proclaiming into the air about the bridge, but he probably didn't know what the fuck I was talking about. I don't know, maybe he just thought I was on the phone. That's probably the most likely explanation. Because otherwise it'd be like, what is this guy doing? What the fuck? But it is kind of funny that the guy, he just was sitting there, just having a smoke, just watching me being a little whirling dervish doing a podcast. just watching like, huh, all right, you do you, my man, whatever. But then I only realized he was there right at the end, just as I was finishing up the podcast. So I just no-sold it. It's like, whatever. I'm all done. I just embarrassed myself. That's okay. Just some random Japanese guy. I'll never see him again. He never saw my face. He doesn't know. Oh, wait, maybe this park's a little bigger than I thought. God damn, yeah, just as I walk along this ridge of this park, just looking out over this city, this is, like, it is so neat how every neighborhood in Japan is just a little different, but this one is quite significantly different. I've never seen this level of elevation changes with this density. Because I think Yokohama, it's like the second biggest city, right? It's the second biggest after Tokyo, and it's right next to Tokyo. It's kind of just part of the big sprawl, but this, it's kind of like when you see those buildings that are kind of encroaching on the edge of a mountain in Fukuoka, say. This isn't that steep. But this is full city density. Like, now I'm looking out, I can see, like, I don't know, 4 or 5 kilometers now, and it's just houses. There's not a single little millimeter I can see that's not a house. And they're all just at different elevation levels. Not extremely different. Well, I mean, I guess pretty extremely different. I wish I could. I wish I had an altimeter. I wish I knew how high up I was right now. Because I'm pretty high up on this park, but some of these buildings in the distance are higher up than me. And then all the way down to the ground. Which really is low down here, because I also did see out by the bay, they they do mention pretty frequently how close to sea level you are, because I guess that's just a relevant thing when you're by the water. And it's like 2.5 meters, 3 meters above sea level. It goes all the way down and then just up. It's so hard to describe this stuff. What a stupid thing I'm doing. A podcast about Japan. What a dumb idea. It looks fucking cool as shit, though. You can take that to the fucking bank. Okay, so that more or less is the end of the park. There is just tennis. Tennis up here. Nice. All right, I'm going to walk over to the Bayview Park. This is like real-life Maison Ikkoku, where the housewives come to do tennis. Because, yeah, I think there is only one guy in there, and the rest are all women. Totally is like Maison Ikkoku. Coach Mitaka. That smarmy devil. Although it's always a little weird to try to relate anime to Japan, because they really are not that similar. Besides, like, oh, that's what a school looks like, and there's the chime, and, you know, cherry blossoms, I guess. Actual Japan does not actually feel very much like anime at all. Maybe that's why I got so into the Iyashike shows, you know, like fucking Nanan Biori and Super Cub. They actually do feel like Japan. When you're in the countryside, it feels like Nanan Biori. It's funny that I like the Super Cub show, because in real life, man, motorcycles are fucking annoying. They are so loud, it is crazy. I've had to stop and let motorcycles pass so many times in this podcast. Because, I had a bad habit of trying to talk over traffic earlier on. But there is no talking over a motorcycle. I can't believe how loud they are. Just last night when I was looking at the insane panorama of the bridge and the overpass and just the density of stuff, even there, if a motorcycle went by, it cut through everything. Motorcycles are like the next closest thing to a low-flying airplane. They're fucking crazy. So yeah, I mean, I love that anime. But the unfortunate reality is if you're a motorcycle person, even like a small scooter, you're so fucking annoying. You are so annoying. All right, I made it to Motomachi Park, Motomachi Park. I've not headed down into it yet because it's in some manner of pit. So on the way here, I got turned around, but that's not a surprise. In an empty fucking room, I would get lost somehow. But I realized I was going almost certainly the wrong way because I came upon a set of stairs and then a second set of stairs that both just were like, man, such long stairs. They just went down and down and down and down. And I was like, dude. And then you could just see infinite city and mountains in the distance. And it's just like, I can't go down there. If I go down there, I'm never getting back up here to this park. Like, that's a whole different world down there. That is, like, insane how far down those steps go. But then I think maybe they know how difficult it is to navigate around here because I came upon a map, a nice detailed map that said, okay, no, I'm definitely going the wrong way. And then on the way here, there was another map, and there's a map here at the top of this park, and there's an old guy checking the map. And I noticed somebody checking a map outside of the station when I first got here yesterday, too. I always kind of, I don't know, in some ways I like it a bit to see locals checking maps. It's like, it's not just me who doesn't know what the fuck's going on, you know? Things are complicated. But this area is really complicated, because even now that I'm at this park, it's another steps down. I'm heading down the steps now, down into this park. This park is like in a pit. And I did see on the map there's a coffee shop around here called Under Bluffs Coffee. And it's like, oh, I guess that's what these are, right? This is what happens near water are the bluffs. The only bluffs I'm really aware of are the Scarborough Bluffs in Toronto, or Scarborough. But those are more cliffs, which I guess these kind of are too. This isn't so different. I mean, obviously the Scarborough Bluffs are steeper. They legitimately are cliffs. You could not make stairs and stuff in those bluffs. But I guess that is what this terrain is. It's not that steep, but it's pretty fucking steep, and they just They just would not yield around here. There's too much population density in Japan, especially right here near Tokyo by Tokyo Bay. So they're just like, fuck it. We're building, dude. We're building all of this. Oh, and now I'm walking past archery, and it's a little eerie. There's an archery field down below me. But it really looks like this guy's pointing his bow at me. Okay, now I'm moving away. I'm not. Just imagine if, for whatever reason, and then he just loosed his bow, but I can't see the targets. I guess he was kind of pointing at me because you gotta, you know, they're doing this and they're dressed traditionally and they're doing everything very deliberately. So he is slowly pointing his bow in the proper direction. But if I suddenly got an arrow through the head right there, I gotta say, if I had to go, that would be memorable at least. But yet another example of how just so much wild stuff happens in Japan. I didn't expect there to be archery down here. It looks like there's a pool. Like, it could be anything. It's like a random event generator. It's like you just roll a dice and a thing appears. And not like a small dice, like a 100-sided dice, and see what you get. I've never seen archery before in Japan. If I had to guess, like, again, you could have given me 100 guesses. What's down here? Archery would not be one of my guesses. But just cool. Cool as fuck. It's so cool. Just walking around and letting stuff occur around you is so fucking cool. Nobody in the pool. A bit too cold this time of year. Still full, though. Man, yeah, I feel like it's just so... I feel like my descriptions fail me so often with this podcast. Because, like, I don't know what to say besides there's archery down here. Like, traditional archery. That is just the neatest fucking thing ever. But how do I describe... How do I get that across? I just don't even know how. Because so much stuff happens in Japan that is so neat all the time. That all I can say is like, oh, look at that. Well, there's that amazing thing happening. Fuck. You know? This probably ties in too to how I don't really go out of my way to do too much stuff around here. You know, I went to the museum in Chiba, but that's about the only one. I saw the one robot by the mall, but I don't know if I'll make it to the other robot. Maybe I'll walk by though in the daytime just to try to get an idea what's going on over there. Because it sort of doesn't matter. It's like, do you really need to go to a museum when cool stuff is happening all around you? I just saw some traditional archers just as I was walking by. What the fuck? And yeah, maybe I didn't see this one particular robot. I saw the other one because there's just like multiple robots. And even beyond even anything like that. Just, I really did not expect this neighborhood to be like this because like I was saying, all the other Bay areas I was at were not like this, but this density is like nothing I've ever seen, even here in Japan. Now I'm at another point where I can't see as far into the distance. I can't see the mountains and stuff. I can just see skyscrapers about a kilometer ahead of me. Maybe a little less than that, 800 meters, whatever. Like I can tell distances. So they're covering the skyline, and then all the way from there to here, let's see, I can still count. So if those are, if the skyscrapers are just the end of, they're like the wall, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, approximately 10 rows of houses. I mean, it's all a jumble. And they're all different shapes, and they're all different sizes, and they're all just like they've all just tumbled there. And then nestled in amongst them is an overpass, and it just looks so fucking cool. What the fuck? I love this neighborhood. This shit is fucking cool as hell. Like, if you're into the visual side of Japan, which I very much am, you know, I love the elevations, I love the ups and downs, I love the non-flatness, it just sparks my brain. This place is insane for that. It's fucking insane. There's definitely no other neighborhood I've been to in Japan that is this. I mean, I don't even know. What the heck? How do you describe this? Ah, geez, and even now, like, I'm getting to the bottom of these steps at the bottom of this park, to the quote-unquote ground level, and there's another alleyway that goes down even farther and disappears into a little alley. And in that alley, there's just like a house where someone's hanging up their clothes. There's a little, one of those tiny little vans that's hidden around the corner. I'm gonna go walk down there and see if I can snake my way through the alleyway. I don't know where I am now, of course. I got all turned around again. I think I'm gonna try to either head to that Bluffs Park or maybe over to the Gundam robot, but I don't quite know where to go. Thank God for Google Maps. Holy fucking fuck. Motomachi Park. Yeah, there's the little sign. Fuck me, man. So cool. Yeah, this is just weird as heck. Like, how is this even possible? Where I'm on the main street and it goes down to a intersection, and that street, it's like a T intersection, so it goes left and right. How is it possible that even a little further right from there, how am I heading down further into an alleyway? How does this work? Like, the streets must connect up behind these buildings that I can't see. I don't even know. It's so fucking cool. Man, if you dropped a bouncy ball at the highest point of Yokohama and just let it bounce down some steps, it would keep bouncing for like fucking 3 hours. It would just keep going down and down and down and down. Oh, and in this alleyway, there's a little shop. I wonder if I can determine what they sell. Oh, I think this might be a relaxation salon. 60, 90, 120. Is this like, I mean, yeah, because like the images look like a little hotel type thing, but it appears to be laying out prices based on time, which is traditionally a love hotel thing. But this is not at all a love hotel looking place. It's just a nice little quaint house with a nice flowers outside and little flower pots. But maybe that's what it is. Maybe it's a sneaky love hotel. Maybe it's like a bed and breakfast, but why would you rent a bed and breakfast place for like 90 minutes? I don't know. Weird, man. What is the nature of the relaxation? I mean, I just naturally presume it's something saucy adjacent, but I don't know. Who the fuck knows? Yeah, and then this little alley, I guess it's just that T junction that I saw just immediately goes straight the fuck down. So these things connect. And now someone's walking by me with an archery getup. And man, these traditional bows, they're enormous. Like, imagine like a little Robin Hood bow, and then imagine it being three times bigger. And they're just walking down the street with it, because this is the coolest place in the fucking world. Oh, and there's the fancy outdoor chandelier dealy. I've noticed at least two of these, so I'm not sure how many there are. Maybe this is one of the ones I saw, or maybe just every entrance to the fancy neighborhood has one. Oh, and there's someone taking like a fashion photography picture of some lady with really cool sunglasses and Burger Joe's hamburger and cheesecake. It makes sense, I guess, too, that I'm right by still the fancy neighborhood, because it feels like I just went on the twistiest adventure of all time. But I guess because of the very twistiness of it, I probably didn't go very far at all. Oh, there's another archer. God damn. I'm just like, my fucking brain, holy fuck. It's too much. It's too much to absorb. I cannot believe how great Yokohama is. It is so much better than I thought it was going to be. Holy crap. Oh, actually, I must be near Chinatown, so let's go do that. Let's go walk through Chinatown. Ooh, mighty windy down by the bay, down on a pier, having two different hoods. I'm wearing my little winter hat and two different hoods. And I still kind of wish I could cover my face more. But I think having two hoods is not crazy. Having no hoods is super crazy. Some of these people don't have any. And it's like, guys, it's real windy. You should have you. This guy in front of me has got a hood and he doesn't even have it up. What a maniac. Anyway, you can wander over to the Gundam, it appears, the Gundam factory. So it's like, there's like a cafe in there, I guess. You can sit at the cafe and gaze outside at the big robot. And then you can spend $15 to go up on the platform and see the robot. But the robot, I don't know. I mean, I just checked a couple quick reviews yesterday and they were like, it's way better than that one in Odaiba. I don't know. I mean, they also said it was better at night, and I did see the other one at night. I think it'll be YouTube to the rescue for this one, because I ain't paying the $15 to go in and see it closer, because you can get pretty close from here. It's just that this thing, it's not freestanding. It is bigger, but there's scaffolding all around it. And I don't know, apparently it moves sometimes. I don't know. Again, I'll just watch it on YouTube. It'll be fine. But from here, just looking at it, just with all the scaffolding, I don't know, man. It's like, I know I'm the generation that we never grew up. You know, they're still making all the movies and stuff of all the stuff that we liked in the 80s when we were kids. I know it's, you know, we're still going to superhero movies all the time, and I read comic books, and I watch people play Magic the Gathering on YouTube. I'm not saying I'm not an Arrested Development man-child. I definitely am. But when you see a big, giant robot, I don't know, man. It really just brings that into sharp relief of, like, it's a big robot. It's like, that's fucking dumb, man. Like, who the fuck gives a shit about a big robot? It's so stupid. That's the feeling that I get. Like, who the fuck built that? You know, like, just, because you had, like, cool little, like, robot action figures when you were a kid, and maybe as a teenager you graduated to making model kits. And now, look at this, there's a life-size one, there's a great big one, it's like fucking, whoa, it's like, fuck off, that's lame, dude, that's not cool. Again, I mean, pot calling the kettle black, but I feel like giant robots, that, I'm afraid that bypasses my nostalgia circuits and just goes straight to, like, grow the fuck up. What is this shit? Anyway. Also, in the continuing travails of me never quite realizing when I'm hungry and tired, which makes me grumpy, it'll be stuff like this. Why am I taking shots at the giant robot? There's no need for that. Doesn't even make sense. It's extremely hypocritical. And what do I care if they make a giant robot? I mean, I'd rather there be a giant robot than there not be a giant robot. What's really going on here is that I have not eaten yet today. Somehow, in that twisty walk up through all those parks, I managed to find the only route that has ever existed in Japan where you can walk for that long and not find a single convenience store. Yeah, it's like 1:20 in the afternoon, and all I've had is a gross coffee. I gotta get some food. That's all that's going on here. I apologize, Gundam statue. You didn't do anything wrong. You're all right. I just need to put food in my belly welly. That's all that's happening right now. Man, though, in this park by the Gundam statue, there's some lady doing hula hoop stuff. And someone's filming her with, like, a cool fancy pants camera. Who knows what they're doing? Like, YouTube video or something, maybe? But even this, which is, you know, a fitness thirst trap type thing, I presume. There's still so much more, just the way this lady's dressed, it's still like exercise clothes. It's fairly form-fitting, but it still just feels like normal clothes, you know? Like, she's still dressed like pretty normally. It's not like, hey, I'm functionally nude, which is absolutely how it would be in North America. Which again, hey, whatever, I'm not here to judge. Or at least I shouldn't be, if I was a slightly more mature person. It's just interesting to notice. They're just really not into that painted on clothing, superhero outfit, functionally nude look that is all the rage elsewhere. All right, I'm up at the Bay Observation fucking park now in the daytime. Still pretty good. I mean, definitely nighttime is where it like shocks you. It's just like the layers and the levels of what you're seeing. Where in the daytime, it's just easier to tell what's happening, which is makes it less magical. It's like, oh yeah, there's a there's a bunch of apartment buildings, there's the overpass, there's all the cars on the overpass and the trucks and stuff, and there's a bridge with cars on it. It's better at night, but it's not bad in the day. It's still pretty cool. And I did grab something to eat to fill my little belly, get my cranks away. And I got a Zelda coffee. This time it had the little bird guy who won't listen to his elders and is a little fucking dickhead. Comfortably the worst character in Tears of the Kingdom. So that's the one on my coffee that I got today. But one thing I did not notice at all at night, maybe it wasn't lit up or whatever, but what's very extremely evident in the day is the robot, the big robot. You have a perfect view of it from here. You can see it's still like standing in its scaffolding, but if you go see it on the ground without paying to get straight up next to it, you're seeing it through the scaffolding. Here you can just see it directly. And I don't know, at first, when I first saw it, I'm like, oh, cool. But that was just my little initial impression. I'm afraid even now that I got food in my belly, I can't just blame being cranky because I'm hungry. I just don't think the robot's cool. I think it looks very silly. It's like here's this big, like the majesty of this is that it's functional. It's all like apartment buildings people live in. And an overpass with trucks going by, the lifeblood of a country like Japan where they're just trucking everything back and forth, the giant bridge, a marvel of human engineering, just insane. In the distance, more and more endless city. It's just beautiful. It's fucking amazing. And then you see this fucking robot, which from this distance doesn't even look big anymore. It looks like a normal toy. It just looks like there's a toy standing there. And I don't know, man, I just don't think it's cool. It would have to be so much bigger. I mean, if this thing was like 10 times bigger, then maybe. But yeah, it just feels like somebody took the concept of making a toy and just took it way too far. It's like, this could stay as a toy. This could just be something you buy in one of the millions of aisles of Don Quixote. That'd be fine. You don't. A robot is fucking dumb, man. Like, I even think it just kind of fucks up the view. You're just scanning across and marveling, and then there's a goddamn robot standing there. It's fucking stupid. Fuck that robot. Fuck waterfalls and fuck big robots. It's fucking dumb. Man, one weird little thing I noticed in one of the washrooms near here. There was a sign that said not to sit on the counter of the washroom because it is impolite in Japan to do so. And that is a truly weird sign, because who the fuck sits on the counter next to the sinks in a public washroom? I've never seen that in my life. So it makes me wonder, like, did that happen so often here that they felt they needed to make a sign? And I just can't imagine it, because no one does that. I've never heard of that. I've never seen it ever. I gotta assume probably maybe it was like one drunk foreigner, one time, who sat on the counter, and the management was immediately like, all right, that's enough of that. No more of that. Put up some signs. Fuck that. Because there's no fucking way that happens often enough for that to be a problem. Nobody does that. Who sits on the counter in a public washroom or any washroom ever? Oh, look at this. Now that I'm here in the daytime and I can see things, there's a bunch of neat stuff up in this park. Well, like one thing is the garden bear, apparently placed here in 2017, who's like a little bear statue who has a hat or possibly a bouffant haircut made out of flowers. You know, not the coolest thing in the world, but at least it's tiny. It's not some ostentatious 50-foot tall thing that's a blot on the fucking horizon. Gundam. But here's another sign for the city of From Up on Poppy Hill, Yokohama. 2011 Studio Ghibli movie, apparently. Or is it Ghibli? It's Ghibli, right? I don't know. Yokohama, set in 1963, is the stage of the Studio Ghibli film From Up on Poppy Hill, which was released in 2011. The film shows the Yokohama Harbor, Yamashita Park, Yokohama Marine Tower, and many other sites highly regarded by the Yokohama citizens from that time till the present. Yokohama is a city which treasures its good old times. Cool. I'm going to have to watch that because that's why I don't know how to pronounce Studio Ghibli's, because it's one of those things I haven't seen. I've only seen a handful of their movies, but it's one of those weird cases like I was talking about when I talked about Your Name. Super duper famous. Everyone considers them the creme de la creme of Japanese animation, when I just have, then none of them ever hit me. I'm just like, I guess it was all right. I don't really see what the big deal is, you know? Nicely animated and all. But I've never been touched in my little soul by a Studio Ghibli film. But I've never even heard of this one. And if it just has shit that I've seen in real life in it, that's gonna go a long way. I'm gonna watch that fucking movie. Maybe that's the one. Maybe this is my fucking entry point. Maybe this is where I finally start to understand the fucking majesty of Studio Ghibli. Why is it Studio Ghibli, by the way? Because isn't it always a hard G in Japanese? Isn't that why Evangelion? Because clearly Evangelion is referencing angels, but it's a hard G. Why the fuck doesn't Studio Ghibli have a hard G? Why are you being difficult? I don't know. There's probably tons of examples. I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. Anyway, yeah, nighttime, if you had to pick one or the other, nighttime is the right time, but this daytime view is still really good. This is very much a premium, primo spot to come. This park is fucking really good. Hey, here's a sundial. There's all kinds of weird shit in this park. That, of course, was not useful last night, nor is it useful today on this overcast day. Longitude, latitude, various stuff. And there's a fountain in a little, like, enclosed grove. This place is fucking great, man. The only thing that would make this park better is if there was a big fucking robot in the middle of it. That'd be pretty cool. Yeah, this is fucking beautiful. And I mean, it's January right now. In the springtime? This must be insane. It's like a little, like, flower garden. The four corridors of a fragrance. I guess you can go down these different corridors of flowers and smell their fragrance. And yeah, tons of benches here. Jesus Christ, Yokohama's cool. Man, there is so much cool stuff in this park. There's a fountain here, and I passed to get here, a smaller little fountain that then funnels down, and there's just like little stream paths that go pretty much all the way down. And you can just follow the water as it goes down the fucking side of the park. It's just a really cool place. Even in this January day, I mean, there's still, I guess it's been a warm winter, but there's a surprising amount of flowers and stuff still here. In the summertime, this place must be fucking crazy. Speaking of, though, it really is quite windy, and the overcastness is making it very cold today. And I'm looking at the map, and it's kind of cool because I'm sort of on this little nub, Naka Ward, I think this is called, where I can't really go too far, because there's just bay all around here. But then there's a park over here, and 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 it's a deceptive number of things, like to make the rounds and continue to see everything that's in this neighborhood, even just from a park perspective. It's just a lot. I think I'm gonna start moseying more or less back toward the Airbnb and save it for tomorrow. Because, yeah, this whole thing where I was like, wow, why did I book 2 weeks in Yokohama? Surely that's too much. But now that I'm in Yokohama, I'm very glad I did that. I'm glad I got a lot of time to soak this in. Because once I soak in the local stuff, then it's still hop on a train, see where I can get from here. Because there's a train station, like, right next to my Airbnb. I can't believe how good the location of that Airbnb is. It's insane. It turns out, because the first time I came up to this park, I came from the front side, the really steep side, which is quite tricky. But if you enter from the back, it's actually not a problem. You can just kind of mosey your way in. And if I mosey my way out that way and mosey on down the hill, I'll be at Fancy Pants Town across from Chinatown and just not far from home. So, I mean, I don't think I'm going to go straight home. I'm going to meander a little, mosey a little. But I got more than enough left in this neighborhood, even just hitting the highlights. Like one of the other parks, what was it called? I don't know. I lost track of it. I'm not sure where it is on the map, but it was another lookout point type of name. So, I mean, sign me up. Anything where I can see a view. I mean, who knows what I'll see from there. There's water all around here. Maybe it's a whole different view looking the other way. Anyway, plenty of Yokohama stuff left to see, even just in my immediate neighborhood. Hopefully the sun will come out tomorrow and it'll be a little warmer, but hey, even if it doesn't, I mean, I've been very spoiled this trip. If I finally, in my last couple of weeks, finally have to contend with some chilly weather, I certainly can't say I don't deserve it. It's about time, really, that it starts to get a little wintry. I've been insanely spoiled. Damn, even now I'm like across the street from that park. From Yamashita Park, and even from across the street. It's just this one building in front of me. I think it's like a cafe or something. They have a sign for ice cream. And there's a little gate in front of it that's covered in flowers. And these beautiful curated trees behind that. And then there's that fucking, the fountain from before. Just insane. Everything around here is so fucking nice and so cool. All right, we're later in the day now. Here's a little leaving the Airbnb. I'm at the Genkan. I'm in front of, here is really cool, this display that's here. So it's like a little, suit of samurai armor, like big enough to put on a monkey. And then a slightly too big for a monkey sword and bow and arrow. It's just really, really cool looking. If I turn off the light down here, does this stay on? No, okay, the light is part of the display. Because I've got all the other lights turned off in the hallways and stuff, because I'm the only one here, so it's like, hey, fuck it, turn it all off. It'd be cool if I could have the only light be the single spotlight above the samurai armor. But okay, out the door, into the world. Lock. The lights are on at the little cafe downstairs, but nothing's going on in there. There's only, just judging on Google reviews, trying to figure out what's going on, there's only 3 reviews spanning back over the past couple of years, and one of them was just about a special event being held here and how to get here. So maybe that's what this is. It's just a space for temporary gatherings or whatever. 7:30 at night. But yeah, one thing that's nice about being really central like this is the other places I've been at, you know, I've got to travel all the way out to wherever I'm going and then travel all the way back. It makes it a pretty distinct activity in the day. Or if I was central like when I was in Chiba or by the Sky Tree, it's just that there wasn't really a ton in my direct neighborhood that I wanted to do. I invented some stuff when I was south of the Sky Tree, like the Daily Yamazaki near my place that I love going to. But anyway, what's cool so far about these early days in Yokohama, everything cool is right here. Like, this whole neighborhood is just so cool. Like, one thing I guess I didn't describe much, there's the really fancy neighborhood with all the fancy stores, but even the other stuff around here, it's all has this little European flair, which does pop up different places. Like near Ikebukuro, I saw a lot of French restaurants, and there's just stuff like that. But here's like an Italian restaurant, a lot of like this kind of cool, fancy wine and stuff. I don't know, just things around here feel really cool. The stores are really neat looking, and just it's not a good description, But because I'm already where I want to go, it's so neat to just pop back into the Airbnb, take a little rest, and then I can just pop back out again. You know, I don't think I'll be doing much tonight, but that there's no journey required. Everything that I want to do is, like, right here. This is, like, pretty cool. Like, when's the other times that this has happened, you know? So I thought what I would do, just a very tiny mission, but I noticed right behind my Airbnb, I'm mainly just out here to grab something to eat. I'm just going to get like a plum onigiri or something. There's another beauty salon, a lot of those in this neighborhood too. But right behind where I'm staying, there's a place called Miniature House Hill, which I don't know what the heck that is. But the main thing I'm going to check out is Bluff number 18. So I didn't realize the bluffs are numbered. That's how many bluffs there are around here. So I don't intend to get that granular about it, like a hunt down all the bluffs and go see them all. But if bluff number 18 is right behind my place, what does that mean? Like, for a bluff to be numbered, does that suggest that there's a cool view from there? So I'm going to see if I can get to bluff number 18. But of course, I can't go directly because right behind my Airbnb is just a sheer wall of just of more city. That's the other thing that's cool about it. Is it's partially cliffside stuff, but also partially just buildings that climb their way up. It's a whole array of stuff blocking me off. Okay, so I went around the corner and up a little bit, and now I'm at a little shrine that I never noticed, but from here I can see the nail salon around the corner from my Airbnb that looks like a cool pinball table. Just a little shrine with, again, just a Kirin and a bottle of wine just here. It's just so weird. I mean, I can just go to the fucking Lawson's that's down the street from here and buy a fucking Kirin for a dollar. But it just seems so weird to me that there's so much alcohol just left out all over Japan, and it just, people just leave it. It's fucking, I don't know. It's certainly interesting. Anyway, let's keep moving up from here. Yeah, I mean, I spent all episode rambling about it, so I won't belabor it. But again, just that like from here, I'm looking down steps that I walked right past. I didn't even know those steps were there. There's some guys hanging out down at the bottom of the steps smoking. I'm just like on a whole, like I've just walked around the corner and I'm higher up now than my second floor room in the Airbnb, you know? I'm technically above, but it's like right over there. I could throw a rock from here, and if there was not a gaggle of buildings in the way, I could fucking hit it from here. Just a truly weird landscape. Whew. This is pretty nice. Now, where am I? Let's check on the map. There's this tower that I kept seeing down by the bay. Looks kind of like the tower from Fallout New Vegas, which is probably a real tower in Vegas. But I could never get a good view of it because I was always too close. I was like underneath it. But from here, I'm just on basically a normal street. There's some houses behind me, but there's a chain link fence in front of me, and I can see out over the city. I can see that tower, and I can see a bit of the bridge poking out. All right. Okay, I'm still not officially at Bluff 18. Not quite sure where it is or where to go. I'm just going to continue on as I am and try to figure it out. Okay, wait, nope, dot's going the wrong way. But if I go back this way, It's so confusing, it's so complicated. This is also the wrong way. Maybe I have to, like, really go down and around. What if I go this way? Then what happens? This is where having the blue dot, it's almost a detriment. Because maybe it's just leading me on a wild goose chase that I can't get to anyway. But I think without the map, I would never even realize this was a thing. Whatever I got to, though, was a pretty cool view. But anyway, I'm going to try to go the long way around. I'm just going to go way around, all the way around to a different street that approaches it from a different way and see how that goes. But whether I make it or not, who cares? It's just Bluff 18. It's certainly not Nothing important, just something to do for the evening that is right by my Airbnb. Yo, just a little postscript. So this is present day Keith popping in. So this is kind of a weird but sort of cool thing. So in the podcast, you know, my days in Japan are wrapping up. They're coming toward an end. And then, as I mentioned before, after this, I went to South Korea and then I went to Taiwan. So those episodes are all coming. But I ended up spending longer in Asia than I expected. It's just a lot easier to fly back home at non-peak times of year. So it's like, hey, you know what? If I gotta kill some time before the flight prices get lower, and they really did. I mean, it's still an expensive flight, but it's literally half price to go home in January than it would have been in the summer, for example. Maybe I can go back to Japan for one more trip before I go back to Canada. And I wasn't totally sure if they'd let me back in because it has not been a full year that I've been gone, but they did. So not only am I back in Japan, but the way things timed out, last episode, when I traveled from West Tokyo to Yokohama, timed out perfectly with my return to Yokohama. I'm in Yokohama right now. So if you're listening to this podcast for Japan stuff, I think all the South Korea and Taiwan stuff that's about to come is very interesting. But if you're only in for Japan, just hold on, because I will be back. But I thought I should mention, now that I'm back, because I really shit on that Gundam statue pretty hard. So, nowadays, now that I'm back, in the current time, it is no longer there. It was a temporary exhibit. It is gone. And when you're down by the waterfront, I do kind of miss it. It did actually look pretty cool from down there, of just like, there's a big scaffolding and there's a big robot, you know? However, that view from the bluffs, you know, the big crazy view of the bay, it just looks better without the robot. That robot was an eyesore on the on the big mega super view. So if you wanted to see the robot, it is unfortunately no longer here. But if you're a hater like me who didn't like the seeing a fucking robot on the horizon, it is no longer here. So my apologies for shitting on you, big robot. May you rest in peace. I'm sure they've got it tucked away somewhere. I'm sure that exhibit will be back. But as of now, it is gone. But yeah, as you can tell from this episode, I'm quite chuffed with Yokohama. I enjoyed it quite a lot. And yeah, I put my money where my mouth is, you know? When I came back to Japan, one of the very first places that I'm back to is Yokohama, picking up where I left off. Yokohama's fucking great. So, join me next episode for more stuff about Yokohama. I'll see you then. Goodbye.